It's Christmas morning, it's Wirral Radio. Great to have you along, first thing on this very special day. And we've got some special guests who are going to be joining us throughout the programme, aren't we?
I tell you what, it's made this Christmas dead specialer, if you can say that, hasn't it?
Dead what?
Dead specialer. Is there such a word?
You just make words up, don't you?
I know, but I think people know what I mean, don't they? Shall I curtsy? Hang on.
Little curtsy, because it is TV royalty, everybody. It's only Fern Britton, everybody. Fern Britton's on the phone!
Are you sure you weren't meant to ring Fern Cotton? You know, I'm a slightly old fairy at the top of the tree.
In our book, there's only one fairy. Right?
That's good, thank you.
Yeah, there's a couple of fairies here as well, as you say. But Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas! Saw the Christmas come last night?
Oh yeah, he did actually,
did he? Yes.
As he always does.
And the fella in the white beard, he arrived as well for it, didn't he?
Oh,
yeah.
Boys!
Yeah. Oh, all right. Listen, what's Christmas like at Casa Fern's?
Casa Vicary, really.
Casa Vicary it is, isn't it? Yeah,
it is. Well, I can tell you that right now I've got four children who are doing a very good impersonation of zombie death.
Oh, no.
They're all in bed still, which is lovely because now they're all older. You know, it's not the 4 o'clock in the morning thing.
That's true.
Phil always brings me a cup of tea first thing. Oh. So we've had a cup of tea in bed, I've had a shower, and now Phil and I are looking at... just the sort of what to do today. Although I don't have to do any cooking. I haven't cooked for 17 years.
Have you not? Lazy man. Force yourself in.
Well, I cook, but not on Christmas Day.
Oh, right, okay. Yeah, obviously he loves sort of sorting his meat out, doesn't he, on a Christmas Day and most Sundays, doesn't he?
Bev, he does.
Oh,
yes,
bless him. Bless him. So listen, you said they're the kids. Are they all home, Finn?
Yep. Isn't that lovely? They've all flocked home from university. One little one is still at school, but she's in the teenage years where she can just sleep round the clock.
It's great when they get to that age, isn't it? Because I've got three.
Yeah.
And mine are all at university now.
Yeah.
But in the early days, it would be a 4 o'clock job, wouldn't it?
Totally.
And there's no good telling them to go back to bed because it's never going to happen, is it?
No, absolutely not. So I think... Actually, I can see him going to the fridge, just opening, possibly, yes, there's a bottle of champagne coming.
That sounds perfect.
So
perfect.
I might have a little thimble of that
I would have a Bucks Fizz, but don't bother with the orange.
Yeah, that's true, yeah. Boring, isn't it? A boring Bucks Fizz. Listen, how organised are you, Fern? When did you put your tree up and everything? Are you?
Pretty organised. I've been working quite a lot these last few weeks up to Christmas.
Yeah.
So I had to get myself organised. I got most things wrapped up and sent off to Father Christmas just... at early December.
Oh, brilliant.
And then you just sit and wait and hope that maybe he's brought me something.
Have you not opened your presents yet?
No, not yet. Oh. We're waiting for the kids.
Exciting.
What do you buy for you and Philly? Imagine you've got everything, you two.
As you get older, you think, I'm really comfortable and happy. Oh. The best present is to have the kids in the house today.
Yes.
That surely is it. We're very... Actually, all right. So, about a month ago, we bought ourselves a new mattress.
Is it one of those ones with the protector on the top now, Finn?
It's very bouncy. It's lovely.
Is it really?
Can you imagine the conversation at night? Say, which end do you want, Phil? I'll have the shallow end, Phil. let's tell you what. I wish I was at Casa Vicary for this Christmas.
Oh, well, you could pop round. Shall we? You bring some of your Lambrini and a prawn ring.
Christmas isn't complete, Phil, without a prawn ring, is it?
It isn't.
So listen, Fern, thank you so much for joining us on this special day and taking time out of your family to have a chat with us here at Wirral Radio.
It's my pleasure, and happy Christmas to everybody. You know, it can be a bit grim for all sorts of reasons, and sometimes, certainly for mums, you've done an awful lot of work and no one's really appreciating it, so there's that moment when you all feel a bit... grumpy. Well, don't worry, we can all grump together.
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, Fern Britton at Wirral Radio. That's fantastic. Yay! Fern, happy Christmas.
Thank you.
Happy Christmas.
Have a great day.